It's the perfect storm of problems. Job losses at Texas A&M affecting a state employee charity campaign, admitted poor budget forecasting, and insufficient in-house accounting procedures. The result is United Way paying out more than they took in. And former board chairman Tom Wilkinson says it was difficult for them to know how much money wasn't coming in, especially from the state employee charity campaign.
The state doesn't always have a mechanism for telling us that. Well, they don't have one at all. It's up to us to figure it out, but we don't know before the end of the year that we didn't get what we were told in the beginning we were going to get.
None of the organization's internal reviews has indicated any criminal wrongdoing. New board chairman Ken Fogle says it's just the opposite.
Every dollar that's coming United Way, we have allocated it out to agencies. It's not a question of we're doing something different with the money. We just have over-allocated. We've actually allocated out more money than we have coming in.
United Way of the Brazos Valley has instituted changes to fix the problems. Among them, no more in-house accounting. Instead, the organization has contracted that out to a third-party firm. As for those organizations that haven't been paid, Fogle says that should change on Friday with a total payout of $135,000.
It is going to be for 1 month for all of our locally funded partner agencies. And then for those state employee charitable campaign agencies, they'll be getting a quarter. So one quarter payment for 3 months.
You can read the charity's full statement online at WTAW.com. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.